Editor's note. Each week, this feature section, Movers and Makers, will feature the stories of the movers, launchers, entrepreneurs and makers who contribute to the vitality of the Mahoning Valley. This section is supported by our first community partner, Farmers National Bank. Gerard. Nearly a year after establishing J. Jenne Spa and Wellness inside of Excalibur Barber Grooming Lounge in Boardman, owner Jasmine Hampton will celebrate a relocation to Excalibur's newest location, 12 N State Street, with a grand opening on October 25 at 1 p.m. Hampton said she will still be working with her Excalibur family, but the new location offers a more intimate setting for clients, equipped with a private entrance, to give a more spa-like atmosphere. This move is going to bring me closer to my home and it'll bring something new to the Girard area, she said. It'll give people the opportunity to be introduced to services that we don't often feel like we need or are necessary, but they have wonderful benefits and they have great results for people. Hampton also plans to launch her own line of wellness and body care products at the grand opening, starting with lip glosses, sugar scrubs and facial toner. J. Jenne Spa and Wellness offers a variety of services, such as body and brow waxing, brow tint, facials and skin treatments, body sculpting, and massages including relaxation, prenatal and post-op. But for Hampton, it's not just about the service, it's about the experience. Hence, her slogan is, true beauty cultivated from within. It's more than just services with my clients when they come in. It's more than me just providing services. We exchange energy, we exchange life stories, milestones, she said. When they leave, they look better but they feel better too on the inside. I feel better. It's always like an even exchange of positivity. Hampton, a Youngstown native, is also an instructor at Kasala Veda Institute in Niles. She also graduated from there, preparing the next generation of estheticians when she's not at J. Jenne Spa and Wellness. She told Mahoning Matters that she fell into the spa industry, by default, after using self-care as a coping mechanism. During my journey with being a stay-at-home mom, I experienced a lot of depression. I just lost myself, she said. I started doing different things, to take care of myself, things that pertain to the spa industry as far as, you know, meditating, aromatherapy, yoga and different things like that just to help myself. I've always been into beauty and makeup. Hampton said she signed up to get her esthetician license after entering a makeup contest at Kasala Veda Institute and hasn't looked back. Now, her goal is to devote her energy to other women who've struggled in the same way she has. I'm working to change the norm when it comes to spa services. A lot of times people, you know, we kind of attach these types of services to having a lot of money and that's not the case. Just like we prioritize some other things, we have to prioritize ourselves. So, I'm just teaching people and letting people know, like, we deserve this, we all deserve it. We all deserve to feel good, she said. For more information on the grand opening, visit the J. Jenne Spa and Wellness Facebook page.